We have Parshas Parah this week and Parshas Kisisa. There's a pasuk in Parshas Vayera, in Parshas Lech Lecha, excuse me. It says, it says in Parshas Vayera, Vayan Avram Vayomar, Hine no alti ladaber El Hashem Vanoichi Ofer Ve'efer. So Chazal bring down that Ofer is Ofer Saita, and Efer is referring to Efer Por. Speak about the Inyan a little bit about the Efer Por. We find that the Inyan of the Efer Por is brought down in the Pasuk when Avram Avinu said, "I've been garnished. I'm Ofer Ve'efer." And Chazal bring down that the schus that he said, Vanochi offer Efer, Klai Yisrael was zeichet to two things. The offer of Saita, which is not our topic, and the Efer of Parah. That's what's brought down in Chazal. So, it's brought down in Sfarim that what's the connection between the Inyan of saying Vanochi offer of Efer to the Inyan of Efer Parah? So, the Chidush Rim, who says Azach, he says it very short. I want to be Machiv to explain what he meant. What does Vanoichi offer the Efer punkt have to do with the schus to the Efer of Parah? The Etzim Zach we've spoken about in other years, but I want to use it in this context, what we can take out of it. We find that the union of Parah Aduma is a tikkun for Tuma. Hagam says in the Torah, Zayschukas HaTorah, it's a chayk, we don't understand what it is. But Hagam, we don't understand how the Parah Aduma makes a Tahara on Tumas Ameis, but it's brought down that the Etzim Zach, that a chayk is a tikkun for Tumas Ameis, that's something which has Epis HaHesber. And the Hesber is almost like this, and Be'etzim the Chidush HaRim Be'etzim hints at this. The side of Misa and the side of Tumah is when there's a separation between the Guf and the Neshama. That means when the Guf goes one way, Tumah, Maral says, comes whenever there's a sudden drop in Kedusha. That means when there's a Guf and there's a Neshama there, and the Neshama leaves. So whenever there's a sudden drop in Kedusha, when there's a vacuum, there was once Kedusha, and then there was a sudden change, that's when Tumah steps in. Tumah steps into the vacuum that's left behind when there's a drop. That's a chefs of Tumah. Tumah is a lack of ruchnis that was there before. A lot of rayas to it. A lot of the nafkaminis and hilchos Tumah v'tara that are goyis, not matam worlds, is connected to that. But the yisoid, the shayrish of Tumas Meis, is rooted in a separation of the guf and the neshama when they part ways. Afazoi vayit that the guf and the neshama are one. That there's a shlemus between the guf and the neshama, there's no makom for misa and there's no makom for tumah. Because there's no drop. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon Be'etzem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon Be'etzem in a matziv that his guf and his neshama was there was no contradiction between them. In the etzem tzur that a person was created, there was no contradiction between his guf and his neshama. The guf and the neshama was supposed to work as a united team. That the neshama would direct the guf to do whatever needs to be done, and the guf would submit itself and be nichna to the neshama, to let the neshama direct and use the guf only for its purposes. Tavayis Hashem. That means a hachna and a bittul of the guf to the neshama. That's the tzur the other Rishon was created. And if other Rishon wouldn't have done the chet, is he would have lived for Netzach Mitzachim in that tzur. He would have lived for Netzach Mitzachim in that tzur. In Olam Haba, brought down the Ramchal, that there is a gevissa tzura of the guf there. It means the guf will come back in a different form, will come back in a form that'll be meshubah to the neshama, that the neshama will be able to run it. But that's the musig of misa. The inyan of a choik, what's the inyan of a choik? On a simple level. The inyan of a choik is something that a person doesn't understand. You don't know why you're doing it. So why are you doing it? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do it. So that means the guf doesn't do things that aren't logical, right? You have to explain the guf, why I'm doing it. When a person goes ahead and does something that's not logical, so that's a matter of a complete hisbatlus of the guf. That means, you tell me to go do something, I'm doing Eifa Parah, I'm shechting the Parah, I'm buying the Parah, I'm burning, I don't know what I'm doing. So why are you doing it? Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So the inyan of a choik, the etzem, is an inyan of hisbatlus. That a person is mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Rotsan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hagam that I don't understand the Bechal. Hagam that I have no idea what's going on. Is that the tikkun for Tumas Meis? The tikkun for Tumas Meis is a choik, where the pshat is a complete hisbalus, as opposed to the matziv, where because of chet, there's a separation between the guf and the neshama. The reason why the guf goes one way and the neshama goes one way is because our guf and neshama are not one entity. It's not a cheft of one thing. And when a person is mevatel his gufter's neshama by doing a choik, he's making a tikkun on that zach that on a gevissa nekuda, on a gevissa level, he's making it into one entity. He's saying that my guf is completely meshubah to my neshama, completely meshubah to Ratzon Hashem. That's the tikkun for miso, that's the tikkun for tumah. Says the Chiddush Arim, that's the pshat of anoichi off of Efer. Where was the Torah Meramez or Machmas? What was Avraham Avinu zeicha in the Eifer Parah? He was zeicha to the Eifer Parah when he said Vanechi off of Eifer, when he was mevatel himself. That means in the Nekuda of Bittul, where Avraham Avinu said, Ich bin garnished, I'm off of Eifer, I'm nobody, I'm nothing. In that Nekuda of his batlus, when a person is mevatel himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ganzin, because of that he was zeicha to Eifer Parah. Because of that he was zeicha to a tikkun on Misa, he was zeicha to a tikkun on Tumah. And what I'm telling you is that the etzem zak of Eifer Parah itself, which is a choik, is also a nekud of his batlus. And the reason why his batlus is a tikkun for tumah is because his tumah is the opposite of his batlus of the guf and neshama. Because the guf is not misbatlus and neshama, that's why there's a nusuch of misa. There's a mitzias of misa. His vanoichi off of the Eifer is, says the Chiddush Arim, that when a person makes himself into off of the Eifer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he's zoicha taka to it, so he becomes one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the matzav of one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there's a bitul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then there's neitzach netzachim, there's no such thing as misa b'chal. Everything is one. That's what he says, that's the connection to Anochi off of Efer to Parshas Parah. There's another place where we see it this week in the Parsha, the same Yisoid. It says, V'aluches maise elokim heima, v'amichtav michtav elokim, v'uchorus al aluches. So it says in Chazal, Choros means Cheirus Malach HaMofes. So we've spoken in the past. What does that mean? It's not Stam Adrosha. But the word Choros means engraved. And it's brought down the Svarim HaKadoshim that the Luchos, the Evan of the Luchos is the Guf of a person, and the Oisius of the Luchos is his Neshama. And Choros al Luchos means that the ksav on the luchos was engraved on the luchos. What's the pshat engraved? If you write something on the luchos, so writing is something which is separate. You have the ink, and then you have the thing that you're writing on. Engraved means that it's one thing. It's choros. It's one mitzias. So when there's a mitzias of choros ala luchos, when the luchos are one, when there's a mitzias of a complete unity between the neshama, between the gashmias, which is the evan of the luchos, and the oisius, which is the ruchnius of the luchos, and when there's a complete achus between them, it's engraved, it's not written on it. Something which is written you can wipe out, something which is engraved you can't wipe it out, it's engraved on the zach itself. That's a dargo of achus between the guf and the neshama, that's a dargo of chorus, when it's engraved, so it's chorus, then it's chorus memisa. The two things are identical, the two things are the same thing. That's hainu hach, it's the zobo zach. I think they say over here once, maybe somebody told me from Moshe Shapiro, he said that that's the lashon of choik. Choik means chokuk, it's engraved. It's also, the musik of choik is that it's engraved on a person. The neshama is in, the guf is engraved on the neshama is engraved on a person. It's all one thing. A person is bat himself completely, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was the darg of the luchos, that was the darg of Klai Yisrael before the luchos are broken. And that's the inyan of how a choik is misakin, about the matzav of cherus and malach hamavis, the matzav of where there was no misa, is a matzav of chorus al aluchos, where a person in the shaman and his guf is one, is the tikkun for that chorus, the tikkun to bring back when there is misa in the world, is to bring a person as much as he can to a gevissa darg of choik, to a gevissa darg of his battles of anoichi of a veifer. Agam, we can't have shaykhs to that darga anymore. We can't have shaykhs to that darga. After the luchos were broken, his kaiso lost that darga. Aber in a bechina, on a gewisse darga, every yid has a shaykhs to such a thing of being mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means, as much as a person is mevatel himself to Rotzon Shamayim, he's nitzvi, he's forever. And after the, I once saw in, brought down, that the second luchas it says psal lucha, the first luchas was ma'aseh Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, and the second luchas it says psal lucha, that a person has to make it himself. That means, the darga of the first luchas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave as a matonot to Klal Yisrael, that it was chorus, that the guf and the neshama one, that means Klal Yisrael, at the time of Matan Torah, came to a darga of chorus from the Malach HaMoves, because they were given a maton of a darg of chorus aluchas that the guf and the neshama were one. That's why they were free from Malach HaMoves, because the guf and the neshama united. There was no fight between the guf and the neshama. The guf was totally mishubat to Ratzon Hashem. After they lost that darga in the shviras aluchas, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them afterwards, "Sol luchas nei luchas shayim." You have a shaykh to get back to that darga. But now you have to work for it yourself. Psal lucha means you have to take a hammer with a chisel and bang. So what's the hammer and the chisel? The hammer and the chisel that we have is you have to take the stone, that's you, right? Your piece of rock. And you have to take a hammer. I'm going to talk to myself. And now, the mitzvahs of luchas, they're still in the world. There is a person who can be mevatel himself. But psal lucha means that you're going to have to do it yourself. I'm not going to give it to you as a matana. The first luchas was a darg of chorus, where it was engraved on the luchas, where there was a complete achdus between the guf and the neshama, where they came to a darg of chorus and malach hamavis. That engravement, that oneness, that unity, that was a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the darg of matan Torah, chorus malach hamavis. The second luchas was a darg that a person has to do the engraving himself. But that is already oyveis asher abit. It means a person has to take his guf, which doesn't want engraving b'chal. The group wants pizza. The fat, he wants J2. I get paid for the advertising. You hear? You want pizza, you want good things, some of the other things. Even better in Ilum Hazard than pizza. Person, what? That's hard to believe, some of the rock. Right? You don't know? Later. The pshat is, it's very hard. Psalucha means, it's a very sharp loss. Psalucha means you have to chisel away. But a person has a yecholus to get to epis adarga of achdus between his neshama and his guf, that to channel our guf, that our guf should want what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And I give this adarga. No, shtei toda, and the luchos shniyos psalucha, you have to work hard. You have to chisel away, you have to break yourself. Psalucha means psalucha, you have to do the work. I'm not going to do the work for you anymore. I'm not going to give it to you as matana. You have to go break yourself. Now, the person says to himself, Beseder, so I'm not holding by that, finished. I'm not holding by that. Very nice, Pasha's Por, he said a nice word. Something to say over tomorrow at the table, Pasha's Por, with Chorus, with Pasha's Tisisa, off of Eif is also good. But it's a nice raid, and it all makes sense, and it's probably even Emes. But what is Hashachas to us? We're not holding by those darkers, right? But the answer is that that's the Eitz Sahara talking. As much as a person is Psal Lecha, on any darga that he chisels away at himself, that he breaks himself a little bit, and he is meshabed his guf, and is meshabed his guf to Ratzon Hashem, that's him. On any small thing, take any area of your life, doesn't make a difference what it is, and make up solucha. In that nekuda, there's nitzkiyus. In that nekuda, you're davak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that nekuda, you're cheres, you're free. Because it's chorus, because it's engraved. In that nekuda, only in that nekuda, not anywhere else. But it doesn't present to be an extremist. Everyone says the extremist is, yeah, chorus, luchos, guf, one, we're not holding with that. That's extremist. The extremist is the other way. The extremist says, I can't do it. As much as a person does psalucha, as much as a person breaks himself, as much as a person chisels away, a person could come to gevaldige dargis. A person could come to gevaldige shlita on himself.
But you have to work. It doesn't come by itself. The days Chorus Aluk is over. That's the first Aluk. We're holding, for those who don't know, by the Aluk of Shnius already.
After lading tomorrow, we're holding what he called. We're holding, you have to work. You have to work for Mutzurai. You have to sweat for these things. You have to psolucha, you have to take the thing.
And we're marble. We're very hard. We're made out of stone. Our hearts, labor, leave them, cave, heaven. A person's heart is stone. A person doesn't feel anything. And a person doesn't take a chisel with a hammer and chip away, nocha chip. Nothing can happen because we're stone. We don't feel anything by nature. A person has to hammer away. But if a person hammers away a little bit, a person breaks himself a little bit there, this mishagas, yana mishagas, that taiva, a person breaks himself a little bit and gives up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in a negative way. I speak to Baltimoreans and I always have a feeling, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm out of touch, it could be trying to feel that way. But I always get a feeling that a lot of the Bachurim don't understand the mashal when it comes to fighting typhus that a person has, or fighting the street, or kedusha issues. A lot of Bachurim think it's a guilt trip, it's a bad thing to do, lightning's going to strike you, you're not going to have kids, you're not going to find a shidduch. Or what types of fears that everyone that have been engraved since you're little kids, all types of things. So nobody has a cheshit with any of Hashem like that, because the whole thing is very painful. So who has patience for the whole thing? There's a mistake in the kud over here. There's an opportunity to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an opportunity to get one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a negative thing that the voters go do this, lightning is going to strike. It's the other way around. If you don't do this, you're missing an opportunity of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're missing an opportunity of chorus. You're missing an opportunity of becoming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of chiseling away, when a person says to break the stone that we have, it's not a word of running away from bed. When a person chisels away, he's engraving on himself the Lucas. He's engraving on himself the Maisei Elokim. It's brought down in the Sforma Kedushin that the Oisius of the second Lucas were the same Oisius of the first Lucas. The Oisius are the same Oisius, but that was the Oisius of Parochas Ba'avir. He broke the Lucas, and with the Oisius are waiting for somebody to go write the Lucas afterwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tolcha, you write the Luchas. The Oisius, you'll take the Oisius. The Oisius are Yen Oisius. No, the body's not the same body. The body needs a hammer with a chisel. And needs to be banged away. And as much as a person bangs away, a person comes to Episod Dargo of Anochi Ofavei. If a person comes to Episod his Batlos, a person can be Zechet to Tahara, a person can be Zechet to his Schachas, a person can be Zechet to Nitzchias.